So when power is mentioned in the word in relation to the Lord, it's about the power to save, the power to regenerate the human mind. That's essentially what that's about. And what's interesting in 7:5:1-8, of course, the quotes you get is to see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power. The next one, from henceforth shall the Son of Man be seated at the right hand of the power of God. So you have this idea of the Son of Man being elevated. And the Son of Man, when that phrase is used, it means the Word. So there's this process whereby, to the degree that we acknowledge that the Word is the Lord, to that degree we experience its power in our life. So obviously, if we see the Word as something from the Lord, that's a different relationship to it than to see the Word as the Lord. Those are different states. And as to the degree that the Word, or what is good and true, is recognized to be the Lord in and with us, then to that degree, the Word has power in our life because we stand in a relationship to it where we're giving it authority in our life, as opposed to being something we are analyzing. It's something that's reading us. So when the Word is acknowledged to be the Lord, then all power is provided to bring about the regeneration of the human mind. So that is really what references to the Lord's power is about. It's the power to save. It's the power to regenerate the human mind. It's the power to bring light to what we need to see in order for that process to move forward. So just coming back to the idea of Moses as the one who scatters the ashes before heaven. Because if it's Aaron is my understanding of doctrine. Moses is the divine truth on an internal level. So when I'm working from my understanding, I am in the middle of that. But there's this other level where the process is being initiated and driven forward. So even though my understanding is very self-orientated, the willingness to engage in the process means that the process unfolds. And what governs that is Jehovah speaking to both Moses and Aaron. And there's this interplay that occurs. But on a more interior level, things are being governed, despite the fact that on a more exterior level, it looks like chaos. But that's the appearance. So as soon as heaven's light starts to break into those lower regions of the mind, or truths begin to operate and provide insight, it looks a mess. But actually, seeing that mess is part of the order of the regeneration process unfolding. But if I just see the mess and I don't hold on to those first principles, then what happens is that I get swamped by appearances. And I start believing appearances to be real.